And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all four, or whatsoever hath more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say unto the woman, The Lord make thee a curse of an oath among thy people, when the Lord doth make thy thigh to rot, and thy belly to swell. And this water that causeth the curse shall go into thy bowels to make thy belly to swell, and thy thigh to rot. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled, and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her, and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. And the chapiters upon the two pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly, which was by the network. And the pomegranates were 200 in rows round about upon the other chapiter. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of that which he desired. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. Lo, now his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes, God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemy. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly. For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. Thy navel is like a round goblet which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat set about with lilies. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. Unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, the earth. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.